Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Pinecone Review, Arts Access, Inc., UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, and the North Carolina Symphony. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. Pinecone and NCSU Center Stage present Mountain Heart with Tony Rice, Friday, October 29th, 8 p.m. Pre-show discussion with members of Mountain Heart at 7 p.m. Stewart Theater, Talley Student Center, North Carolina State University, Raleigh. Tickets are $19 to $23 for Pinecone members, $24 to $28 for the general public. Call 919-515-1100 or visit www.ncsu.edu/arts for tickets. Tony Rice returns to Stewart Theater for a special concert featuring Mountain Heart. This collaboration pairs one of bluegrass music's most revered players with a higher energy, award-winning group that is carrying the torch forward for future generations. Plan to come early as members of Mountain Heart will lead a special pre-show discussion at 7 p.m. Mountain Heart's musical virtuosity and unmatched energy have helped them to forge a unique sound that appeals to a wide variety of musical tastes. From large outdoor bluegrass festivals to sold-out arena shows opening for Southern rock icon Lynyrd Skynyrd, Mountain Heart always makes an undeniable connection to an audience. Mountain Heart deftly combines elements of rock, jam band, country, blues, jazz, and bluegrass into a fresh, high-energy sound. Mountain Heart, or members of the band, have either won or been nominated for multiple Grammys, ACM, CMA, and IBMA awards. They have appeared on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry in excess of 100 times and have shared the stage with acts ranging from Montgomery Gentry, George Jones, Merle Haggard, and Brad Paisley, to Alison Krauss, Travis Tritt, Yonder Mountain String Band, Leanne Rimes, Patti Loveless, and others. Mountain Heart is Josh Schilling, vocals, guitar, Jim Van Cleve, fiddle, Jason Moore, bass, Jake Stargell, guitar, Barry Abernathy, banjo, Aaron Ramsey, mandolin. Moore and Ramsey both live in North Carolina towns they grew up in. Moore in Ruffin and Ramsey in Morganton. 19-year-old Stargell is the newest band member. He joined Mountain Heart when longtime guitarist Clay Jones left the band in June. Stargell first came to the national attention with a stint in the Lovell Sisters at the age of 15. He has always performed as a member of the Grammy-nominated group. He has also performed as a member of the Grammy-nominated group The Green Cards, and most recently with the Alaskan band Barefoot. In addition to the guitar, Jake also plays piano, mandolin, mandola, and electric guitar. In this concert, Stargell and the rest of Mountain Heart will perform alongside Tony Rice, one of the greatest acoustic guitar players of all time. Rice's playing spans the range of acoustic music from straight-ahead bluegrass to jazz-influenced new acoustic music to songwriter-oriented folk. He is perhaps the greatest innovator in acoustic flat-pick guitar since Clarence White. He has recorded with drums, piano, soprano sax, and with straight-ahead bluegrass instrumentation. Rice's musical explorations make his frequent collaborations with Mountain Heart a multi-layered musical adventure best experienced in person. Benefit concert for Jan Johansson, Bond Park Amphitheater, 801 High House Road, Cary, Sunday, November 7th, 1 to 6 p.m. A donation of $15 is recommended. Children 12 and under, free. For information, you can always go to www.pinecone.org. With a wealth of courage, brain power, and musical talent, the one thing local music teacher and musician, Jan, that's pronounced Y-A-H-N, Johansson, could ask from The Wizard of Oz is a new heart. After recovering from having a heart pump implanted this past spring, he was added back onto the heart transplant waiting list in July, and his friends are once again rallying to hold a fundraiser to help him and his wife, Teresa, defray his medical expenses. Among the musicians and bands confirmed for this latest benefit concert is David Tate, a banjo player who is also Johansson's cardiologist at UNC Chapel Hill. Tate plays with the band Fescue 911, which has been on call for Bluegrass Emergency since 1993. And what could be a more fitting emergency than a bluegrass musician in need of a heart transplant? A heart transplant costs approximately $750,000, and that's only the beginning. Although Teresa has family health coverage through her employer, the family will face significant expenses related to the transplant. Joining Tate and Fescue 911 on the lineup for the afternoon are Samantha Casey and the Bluegrass Jam, Nixon, Blevins, and Gage, the Hot Wires, Apple Chill Cloggers with the Timms Family Band, and a grand finale with Ian and friends, including Carolina Junction, Julia Elkins, Lindsay Timms, Ray East, and Dr. Tate. All proceeds from the benefit concert will go directly to help the Johansons defray medical expenses and lost income. All performers and event organizers are donating their time and talents in an effort to raise money and show their support and appreciation for all that Jan and Teresa have done for them and the music community. All donations will go directly to the National Foundation for Transplants to help Jan and Teresa. Part of Pinecone's Down Home Concert Series, it's Doc Watson, Hills of Home with David Holt and Richard Watson. Mamandi Concert Hall, Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 2E South Street in Raleigh. It'll be Friday, November 12th at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 to $30 for Pinecone members and $25 to $35 for the general public. For information, go to www.pinecone.org or call Pinecone's box office at 919-664-8302. For more than half a century, Arthel Doc Watson has been a force in the creation, interpretation, and preservation of American roots music. This year, he returns to the Pinecone stage with his longtime friend and collaborator David Holt and his grandson Richard Watson to present Hills of Home, which combines hot, flat-picking tunes, slow romantic ballads, gutsy blues numbers, delicately picked finger melodies, and old-time gospel songs into an unforgettable evening of music. Join these two Grammy Award-winning icons as they take you on a musical journey through North Carolina. Holt and Watson earned a Grammy together in 2002 for Best Traditional Folk Recording for Legacy, a three CD collection of songs and stories reflecting Watson's inspiring life story. Guitarist Richard Watson, Doc's grandson, learned some blues runs from his dad, and Doc's tutored him for more than a decade. In 1999, Doc and Richard released an album together called Third Generation Blues. Here's the Arts Access schedule of audio-described performances for people who are blind or have low vision. There is no charge beyond regular admission for this service. Sunday, October 31st, 2 p.m., Dracula plus the Mask of the Red Death, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater at PEC. It's two shows in one. Long before the Twilight vampires invaded Hollywood, there was Dracula, the original Transylvanian Prince of Darkness. Now the undead count swoops into Lynn Taylor Corbett's atmospheric new work featuring Broadway actor Alan Campbell. The program also includes The Mask of the Red Death, a new ballet by Robert Weiss. Sunday, October 31st, 8 p.m., Rocky Horror Picture Show, Broadway Series, South, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at PEC, and this is for mature audiences. On the way to visit an old college professor, two clean-cut young people, Brad Majors and his fiancée Janet Weiss, run into trouble and seek help at the freaky Frankenstein Mansion. However, little did they know that the mansion is inhabited by alien transsexuals from the planet Transylvania, and Dr. Frank N. Furter is in the midst of one of his maniacal experiments. Written by Richard O'Brien, directed by Justin Smith, music direction Chaiki Ito, choreography Kevin Green. This is in conjunction with Center Stage in Wilmington, North Carolina. Friday, November 5th, 8 p.m., Bug by Tracy Letts, Raleigh Ensemble Players. This, too, is for mature audiences. There are some free tickets for users of AD, which are available by calling Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. From the creator of Killer Joe, an audience favorite produced by REP in 2005, this psychological thriller set in an Oklahoma motel room centers on the meeting of Agnes, a divorced waitress with a fondness for drugs and isolation, and Peter, a quiet Gulf War drifter introduced to Agnes by her lesbian friend R.C. As they reveal their secrets and fears, Agnes and Peter discover they are not the only inhabitants of the room. Obscenely exciting, top-flight craftsmanship. Buckle up and brace yourself, says the New York Times. A riveting thriller of paranoia and an instant guilty pleasure, according to the Hollywood Reporter. Rep's production of Bug is intended for mature audiences and features 2010-2011 ensemble members Leanne Norton-Hines, Jesse Janowski, John Jimerson, Peyton Myrick, and Paige Perger. Production designed by Thomas Mawney and Mayuka Su. Stage management by Aaron Lurch. Fight direction by Jason Armit. Bug is directed by Rep's artistic director, C. Glenn Matthews. This is at REP's upstairs studio, 213 Fayetteville Street. Sunday, November 7th, 2 p.m., St. Nicholas by Connor McPherson. Burning Coal, Mimondi Theater at Murphy School. There are some free tickets for users of AD, which are available by calling Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. Burning Coal's artistic director, Jerome Davis, will perform in McPherson's haunting play about a theater critic who falls in love with a young actress and follows her to London and straight into a coven of vampires. The estimated runtime is an hour and a half. Tuesday, November 9th, 7:30 p.m., Fences by August Wilson, Playmakers, Paul Green Theater, Chapel Hill. Frustration, despair, searching for dignity, to be black and male in mid-century America, struggling against inescapable burdens of intergenerational and societal limitations, an embittered ex-Negro League ballplayer and his family take us on a profound emotional journey. We proudly present the long overdue debut of an August Wilson play on our main stage. Combining the poet's ear for vernacular with a robust sense of humor, a sure instinct for crackling dramatic incident and passionate commitment to a great subject, says the New York Times. The box office hours are 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and you can call 919-926-7529. For further information about any of these programs, you can call Arts Access Incorporated at 919-833-9919. Let's move now to the University of North Carolina. WSN Series, The Newbery Consort, music from 16th and 17th century Mantua. David Douglas Violin, Ellen Hargis, Soprano, Lute and Bowed Strings. October 29th, 8 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. $15 general admission, $10 for UNC students, faculty, and staff. For information and tickets, you can call 919-962-1039. November 2nd, Swing and Salsa Dance, UNC Jazz Band and Charanga, Carolina. 8:30 p.m., Cannon Rehearsal Hall, $5 general admission. November 3rd, UNC and Duke Chopin Schumann Festival, Wednesday at 4, student recital, 4 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. November 3rd, Night Music, a concert of new electroacoustic works from the Composition Studio, 9:30 p.m., Person Recital Hall. November 4th, WSN Series in Music on the Hill, UNC and Duke Chopin Schumann Festival Opening Gala Concert, Chamber Music of Schumann, 7:30 p.m., Memorial Hall. Susan Dunn Soprano, Donald Oler Clarinet, Andrew McAfee Horn, Richard Luby Violin, Jonathan Bagg Viola, Fred Ramey Cello, David Hyde, and Jane Hawkins Piano. $15 general admission, $10 for students, faculty, and staff. A single ticket provides admission to the entire festival. For information and tickets, call 919-843-3333. November 5th, UNC and Duke Chopin Schumann Festival, UNC, and Duke Student Recital, 5 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. November 5th, UNC and Duke Chopin Schumann Recital, Chopin Schumann Festival, Randall Love Piano at 8 p.m. $15 general admission, $10 for students, faculty, and staff. Person Recital Hall. A single ticket provides admission to the entire festival. November 6th, UNC Duke Chopin Schumann Festival, UNC and Duke Student Recital, 5 p.m. Baldwin Auditorium, Duke University. November 6th, UNC and Duke Chopin Schumann Festival, Mehrin Song Piano, 8 p.m. Baldwin Auditorium, Duke University. $15 general admission, $10 for students, faculty, and staff. And again, a single ticket provides admission to the entire festival. For information and tickets, call 919-962-1039. November 7th, UNC and Duke Chopin Schumann Festival, Thomas Otten Piano, 3 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. Schumann, David's Bundersan, Chopin Nocturnes, Opus 27, and Ballad No. 4. $15 general admission, $10 students, faculty, and staff. For tickets and information, call 919-962-1039. November 9th, Masterclass, Chuck Lazarus, Trumpet Virtuoso and Member of the Minnesota Symphony, 7 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. November 9th, WSN Series, World Music Concert, II3Z plus Quartet of Korean, Japanese, Chinese Zithers and Percussion, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. The master class for Chuck Lazarus is not at the auditorium. It's at Hill Hall, Room 107. For the music concert for the Korean, Japanese, Chinese, Zithers, and Percussion, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium, $15 general admission, $10 UNC students, faculty, and staff. For information and tickets, call 919-962-1039. November 11th, Hotter Than Hot, A Night for Jazz Trumpet with Chuck Lazarus, Jim Ketch, Steven Anderson, Jason Foreman, and Thomas Taylor, 7:30 p.m., Cannon Rehearsal Hall. November 12th, CSMC presents David Larkin from the University of Sydney at 4:15 p.m., Person Recital Hall. Carolina Symposia in Music and Culture. All CSMC lectures are free and open to the public. November 12th, UNC Opera presents scenes from Verdi Operas, 8 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. For further information on any of these events, call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, concerts are free admission. Turning now to Duke performances and events, Del McCoury Band plus Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Saturday, October 30th, 8 p.m., Page Auditorium. Tickets are $46, $38, and $22. Duke students, $5. Two standard bearers of American music celebrate a combined century at the front edge of their craft in the five decades since McCrory got his start with Bill Monroe. The titanically gifted guitarist has defined American bluegrass. On banjo and mandolin, his bandmates and sons, CMA winners both, keep the family legend alive. They appear with their friends and collaborators. Preservation Hall Jazz Band, the stunning masters of Crescent City Jazz, according to Jazz's, whose brassy, unhinged live shows are nothing short of miraculous, says NPR. They don't just preserve the music of Satchmo and Jelly Roll, they remake it every night. It's good to be the king, and that is precisely what Del McCrory, backed by the arguably the most formidable bluegrass outfit in existence, remains, says Billboard. Alan Toussaint, with special guests Nicholas Payton and the Joe Crown Trio, featuring Crown, Walter Wolfman Washington, and Russell Battisti. Sunday, November 7th, 7 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $42 and $36, $5 for Duke students. A one-man repository of Crescent City music, says Paste. Toussaint is the legend of New Orleans R&B, says the All-America, says the All-Music Guide, and a jazz blues dynamo who turns even traditional hymns into swinging after-hour jams. This configuration shows off both sides of the master's groove. He's flanked by a special guest star, the abundantly gifted jazz trumpeter Payton, says the New York Times, and backed by three of New Orleans' greatest players, says Offbeat. Funk pros who load Joe Crown's B3 licks and Battiste's drums with the Wolfman's swampy, screaming guitar. Alan Toussaint is the jewel in New Orleans' crown, not merely the most distinctive of soul songwriter producers, but a virtuoso piano stylist with an unparalleled knowledge of the city's musical development. That's from The Independent in the UK. Ciampi Quartet Concert Number 2, Mozart, David Lipton, Schubert, Friday, November 12th, 8 p.m., Nelson Music Room, East Duke 201. Tickets are $20 and $5 for Duke students. For general admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. Guest artist, John Brown Bass, Thomas Crane's Cello. Founded in 1965, the Ciampi has been Duke's resident chamber ensemble for more than four decades, turning out bracing performances of new and classical programs with genuine warmth and effortless coordination, says the New York Times. The program is Mozart, Serenade No. 13 for strings in G major, K-525, Ein Klein Nachtmost music with John Brown bass. David Lipton, Ictus for String Quartet, 2000, and Schubert, String Quintet in C major, D956, with Thomas Crane's cello. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Faculty Recital, David Hyde Pianist with Student Vocalists, Friday, October 29th, 8 to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201, Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. Schumann songs performed by pianist David Hyde and student vocalist Anthony Alberti, Nikki Gelman, Jaeyun Joon, Scott Myers, and Junji Yim. David Hyde comes to North Carolina after a successful career in New York City as a vocal coach and accompanist. Among the many well-known singers he has performed with are Karen Beardsley, Susan Dunn, Adria Firestone, Carolyn James, and Christine Weidinger. He made his Lincoln Center debut in Alice Tully Hall in 1994. His coaching clients include past Grammy and Tony Award winners. David is a staff accompanist and teaches piano at Duke University. He was previously on the staff of the Juilliard School in New York City. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Opera Express, The Billy Goat's Gruff, Sunday, October 30th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., Sarah P. Duke Gardens. The cost is $10, $6 for children under age 16, and you can call 919-684-4444 for tickets. Arts in the Garden presents Opera Express, Opera Carolina's educational touring company with the Billy Goat's Gruff, an operatic version of the classic tale incorporating scenes from operas by Mozart, Donizetti, and Rossini. The show uses the goat's plight with the mean troll to explore how to contend with bullies. Opera Express engages children and families throughout the Carolinas with professional performances of opera for young people. These delightful productions help students understand and appreciate opera as an art form that integrates all of the fine arts and humanities. Performances are tailored to children in kindergarten through fifth grade. The show will be inside the Doris Duke Center. The Vorticists, Musical Allies at the Nasher Museum. Sunday, October 31st, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., Nasher Museum of Art. Admission is free. The Vorticists, Musical Allies, a concert inspired by the Vorticists exhibition. Becky Troxler on flute, soprano, Penelope Jensen, Jane Hawkins and Randall Love on piano, and comments by musicologist Philip Ruprecht. Rare British avant-garde works of the 1914 to 1918 period by Lord Berners, John Foulds, and their European colleagues Debussy and Stravinsky. Organ Recital Series 2010-2011, Sunday, October 31st, 5 to 6 p.m., Duke Chapel. Organ recital presented by David Briggs. All are welcome. For more information, call 919-684-3898. Hoof and Horns presents In the Woods, Friday, October 29th at 8 p.m., Saturday, October 30th at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and Sunday, October 31st at 2 p.m., Schaefer Lab Theater. General seating is $10 for adults, $8 for Duke students, employees, and seniors 65 and over, and $7 for groups of 15 or more. Once upon a time, drawing on the Brothers Grimm fairy tales and other well-known stories, this critically acclaimed Tony Award-winning musical follows such characters as Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and his mother and their beanstalk, Cinderella and Rapunzel, their respective princes, a mischievous wolf, and a baker and his wife who long for a child of their own. Each with their own quest, wishing for new and better lives, they find they must venture into the woods. Please arrive early, strictly no late seating due to the nature of the venue. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. The North Carolina Symphony conjures up Halloween magic for kids October 30th, 4 p.m. at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center. For information, call 919-733-2750. North Carolina Symphony goes from Brahms to Bach and back again, November 4th to November 13th. The performances begin at Kennan Auditorium on the UNC Wilmington campus on Thursday, November 4th. Weekend performances in Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center on Friday and Saturday, November 5th and 6th. And in Memorial Hall at the UNC Chapel Hill campus on Sunday, November 7th. All concerts begin at 8 p.m. Additional performances will be held in Wilkesboro on Tuesday, November 9th, Boone on Thursday, November 11th, Lincolnton on Friday, November 12th, and Sanford on Saturday, November 13th. For information, go to www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750. Well, we're starting to run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long, until next time.